Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of November, and I'm recording at a somewhat late 11:10 p.m. I did go to a wonderful London Philharmonic Orchestra concert tonight featuring Sibelius. Fantastic performances. And I like to do the recordings after Wall Street is closed, so I had to wait until I got back from the concert. So here goes. What happened here in today's market action overall? Let's start with stock markets and the Asia Pacific region. Japan up yet again, although this time only a modest gain of 0.44% for the Nikkei 225. But of course, it's been on an absolute blitz this week, and we know why, because of this massive reflationary effort. I mean, they've really unleashed an additional QE program, or well, the combined QE program. They increased it substantially, and it's about 2.5 times the size of the US's QE program when they began QE3 with that 85 billion. When I say that's 2.5 times the size, I mean relative to the comparable sizes of the two economies, of which the US is obviously considerably larger, although Japan is still the third largest economy in the in the world, and it's very much an informed stock market, overbought in the short term, may pull back a little bit and consolidate, but that, in my opinion, would be another buying opportunity. And what about China? Well, I do like China, down a little bit in here today. The Hang Seng Index is still suffering from the consequences of those protests against Chinese or China's leadership. Hong Kong wants to elect their own representatives, understandably, but they are not being allowed to do that. The Shanghai Composite down a little bit, just under 0.5% here. But again, this is the cheapest big stock market in the world, and it really does show recovery characteristics. China, bit of an enigma, and people will tell you all sorts of things about China, which will frighten a lot of people away. But the best thing to do, I feel, is to just look at the technical action here, and finally, the A shares really do look like they are in an overall base formation, and the Hang Seng Index is bounced from its 200-day moving average. So, again, I still like this a lot. And people say, well, it's not doing all that well, is it? But the Shanghai Composite, that's up over 13% this year, and that's in U.S. dollar terms. Incidentally, it's also got a very steady currency. Now, elsewhere in the Asian region, India, which has been rock steady here overall, a modest gain here today, only a fifth of a percentage point, but that's another new high. And it's a little overbought here in the short term, but I would not worry too much about that. And this is my favorite stock market over at least the next 4 to 5 years, and provided Narendra Modi remains in charge. It's an extraordinary situation, as I've said in practically every audio in the last, well, what, 4 or 5 months. Okay, elsewhere, the so-called little tigers, and I'm talking about Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia and the Philippines. I'm a little nervous about them because of the dollars, U.S. dollars strength in here, and that could cause problems for some of these economies if they have been borrowing in U.S. dollars over the last few years. That happened back in 1997, 98, and it caused big problems. I think they've been smarter this time. I think their economies, so well, we know their economies are definitely more mature here today. But as Warren Buffett said, when the tide goes out, you find out who's not wearing a costume. And the tide going out is the dollar going up here. So they're hanging in there okay so far. But I will be watching with them with interest. I also like in the Asia Pacific region, Australia, up a little bit in here today, a fifth of a percentage point, and also New Zealand, which I think remains a very attractive market, and on cheap valuations, terrific yields there also in Australia. Okay, what about the European stock markets? Well, they had a better day here today. A number of gains, well over 1%, including the Euro Stoxx 50 up 1.89%. The banks are lagging. That's what I don't like about it. As you go back to India, which I mentioned a moment ago, the banks are actually leading on the upside. So there are concerns. Now, what we do know is that despite Germany's reservations and objections, that Mario Draghi of the ECB is introducing Europe's own QE, and we know what a powerful tailwind that is. My goodness, we've certainly seen that. So if he's able to continue doing that, I think it's got to lift Europe more likely than not. But and I think also though Europe gets dragged up by some of these other stock markets that are doing much better. So it's not high. Europe's not high on my list of favorites, that's for sure. It's one of my least favorite areas here overall. Although some of the good autonomies can are very 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 cheap. Now, looking at the U.S. The Republican victory in the midterm elections, and they now have control of the Senate and also the House of Representatives. It was a given that they would get control of the further control of the House of Representatives, rather, I should say, and they have. And it was regarded as too close to call as to whether or not they would gain control of the Senate. Well, they have gained control, although I think there's still two seats that remain. I think one of them is Alaska. Takes longer to get in the all the data. But this was a very significant victory here for the for the Republicans, and investors tend to like that. We'll see. We'll see what kind of do we get a more progressive government over the next year and a half? If not, we probably will following the next general election. But what I should add is, having gotten through the Halloween month, October, of course, which has a bad reputation and justified by historical events, but we are now, of course, in the second half of the U.S. Presidential election cycle, and the averages show over the last 50 years or so that Wall Street has done, on average, I must emphasize that, on average, far better during the second half of a U.S. presidential cycle than during the first half of a U.S. presidential cycle. Well, it did pretty darn well during the first half of this cycle. You remember those big gains that we saw last year? And it's well, the S&P is up 9.5% in here this year, so not bad at all. Just can it do even better in the second half of this presidential cycle? Well, that'll be a challenge, but let's put it this way. The historic data on that, and there are exceptions. There are periods when they did not do so well. But again, repeat the important point: the historical average shows that it's clearly more the more bullish period of the cycle. So that's a favorable factor in the background. And of course, remember the quantitative easing, although the Fed has stopped buying bonds, it's not selling them. And therefore, technically, QE hasn't really ended unless they start to sell those bonds. And I think the Fed has no intention of selling the bonds, at least not anytime soon. So you'll get this. We've had this massive expansion in the balance sheet, and now it'll go flat, presumably for a lengthy period. But you still have that positive tailwind there for Wall Street. There are risks. The profits, can they be maintained? Well, hopefully, and quite possibly, but we will see. And they've been doing better than the economy overall, so I wouldn't be too bearish about the outlook for corporate profits, although some people are, as you're probably well aware, if you read all the articles that are written on Wall Street. The breadth of the market has not been as broadly bullish as we would like to see, but I'm always looking for trouble in here overall. Net it all out, and Wall Street's reaffirmed its overall upward trend, and that's important. Okay, Indonesia, sorry, not Indonesia, Brazil down 1.25%. Small gains for Mexico. Canada up 1.1%, 10% in here. Looking at the long-dated government bonds, we've got a stealth rally here for the U.S., creeping up, but up pretty much every day. And the 10-year yield has edged up to 2.34%. The U.S. dollar, well, it's another new high, 87.43. That, I should mention, is a potential headwind for the U.S. economy going forward. Certainly, if it continues to gain, and a lot of people are talking about the dollar going higher, and it is coming off a low base overall. There are understandable reasons why it's going ahead, but that may attract some people to the U.S. economy, but and it will keep the Fed from considering interest rate hikes anytime soon. But I don't think that that was a certainly not a problem for the rest of this year or the early part of next year, and that remains the case overall. Now, oil prices firmer in here today. The WTI is up. Well, it's trading now at $78.68. That's up $1.49 from yesterday's close. And Brent a little firmer at 83.13, and that had been down at 81.63. The charts remain weak overall, but having accelerated downwards earlier on last month, they have become a little bit more choppy, searching for a bottom area, and I think we're right. We're extremely close to that level. There are problems ahead for the fracking industry if crude oil stays down at these levels, and so That's certainly a bit of a concern. And just drop back for a moment to the European stock markets. A little note on Germany I wanted to mention was Germany, in moving above 9,000 on the DAX index, German DAX index, it's currently at 9,315. And moving above 9,000, it's re-entering the top area that it had formed, and it's also testing right now the underside of the declining 200-day moving average. Well, it's got the quantitative easing. Can that push it up further? That's the big question. I would hate to bet against a monetary accommodative monetary policy which we're getting, but you know Europe's problems, they're legendary, and therefore I stick to my reservations about those markets, the big driving markets, or the markets in the driving seat, really led by India, China, Japan, and the USA, New Zealand, Australia, which I've already mentioned. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.